This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon. Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 18, 2026. African startups have raised $887 million in just 4 months. But the number of deals is actually decreasing, which suggests investors are becoming more selective. This implies that startups will need to have a more solid business plan and financials to attract investors. So for builders, it's crucial to focus on building a strong, scalable business model. What does this mean for the future of startup funding on the continent? And will we see a shift towards more sustainable, less hype-driven investments? The BrainTrust breach is a stark reminder that AI builders can't afford to treat API keys as an afterthought. And this incident highlights the need for stronger habits around API keys, cloud access, and secret storage. For operators, it's essential to prioritize cybersecurity and invest in robust security measures to protect sensitive data. This incident raises questions about the responsibility of AI teams in ensuring the security of their systems, and it's a wake-up call for the industry to take cybersecurity more seriously. In South Africa, Yoko's new CEO appointment marks a significant shift in the SME fintech market, indicating a harder phase of fintech building focused on product depth, leadership transition, and operating discipline. For investors, this implies that it's time to look beyond flashy user numbers and focus on the underlying health of fintech businesses, including their payment rails and merchant acquisition costs. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of telecom rails in fintech, and Yoko's new phase is a reminder that building a strong, durable business in African fintech often requires a deep understanding of the payment landscape and the ability to navigate complex regulatory environments. A TechPoint investigation has exposed the trust gap in Nigeria's food delivery market, revealing weak vendor checks that could lead to fraud, consumer risk, and regulatory pressure. For builders, this highlights the need to prioritize trust and safety in their platforms, investing in robust vendor verification processes and consumer protection measures. As we've argued at Tech Cocoon, the question of who actually bears the risk in cross-border corridors and at what cost of capital is a critical one. And in the context of Nigeria's food delivery market, it's clear that regulatory pressure will only increase if companies don't take trust and safety seriously. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.